and Kathy Dawesnell, along with Jennifer Edwards, Juanita McGowan, and going to be talking about a conversation on race and reconciliation, a faith-based dialogue. And sounds like a superb way for people to learn a lot about, and this is very timely. It quite honestly is. Jennifer, I'll let you lead off. You were my first contact, and let me know about this and share with us what's being planned.
Well, it'll be a panel discussion dialogue on Thursday, March 30th, in the Manhattan Public Library Auditorium. We have a panel of five esteemed people from various faith organizations. Juanita McGowan is the chairman of our of the event, and the panelists will be the Reverend Kayla Simmons Wood, who is pastor at First Congregational UCC, the Reverend Valencia Jackson, who is pastor of Bethel AME Church, Ms. Eileen Meyer, who is president of the Manhattan Jewish Congregation, and Haydori Akbar Ahmed, who is from a representative from the Islamic Center of Manhattan, and Father Carlos Ruiz Santos, who is the parochial vicar at Seven Dollars Church. And he is the pastor for a Spanish-speaking congregation. They have a Spanish service for them on Sundays at noon.
I've actually had him on my program, I think, when he was fairly new to the area, and a lot of fun to talk to him. Well, I neglected to call you Dr. Juanita McGowan.
Please. Please don't feel like you have to. Juanita's fine.
but I tell you, it sounds like just a fascinating conversation. And a bit more, Juanita, the background of how this came to be. I mean, it sounds like it's very timely, very important in our times today.
Very good point. We began this initiative by two churches coming together in this community. Bethel AME, which I'm a member of, was the first African-American church. And then the first congregational church reached out to us last year, and we began to do some shared communion. But more importantly, when we had deaths in South Carolina, when the Mother Emanuel AME church was attacked and people were killed, First Congregational really reached out to us as a faith community. And we decided to come together and begin to look at issues related to race and how could we develop an inclusive community in Manhattan.
And definitely something that's important to look at this point. I know that, Jennifer, there is a format kind of involved with this. You mentioned a panel and the different people that are part of this, and I don't know if you want to explain a bit better the plans for that also that evening.
Well, there will be as I said, we have our five panelists, and Dr. McGowan will be our facilitator. This is her passion. This is her baby, sort of. When I first met her, the first words I heard from her, let's talk about race and reconciliation. and so she will be meeting with the panelists this week, actually, to do some groundwork for the event so that everyone is comfortable with the questions and do the questions really allow them to tell their story. So there will be a series of, I think, five or six questions that each panel member will address. And, of course, when you get started on something like this, one thing leads to another. So you don't ever really know how it's going to go. But after the questions have been addressed, then there may be some other kinds of discussion. And Juanita's very good at working with people, and she'll direct that. Then at the end, the audience will be allowed to ask questions. And our actions, the goal, of course, is race reconciliation, which is a commitment to build cross-cultural relationships that result in peace, unity, and understanding. And our actions, we hope, will bring about deepening understanding. Actions from the event, deepening understanding, developing new perspectives, and maybe, hopefully, discussing community initiatives to move forward with this
So more than just talk, it sounds like, maybe action. And action. Juanita, I envy you in a way. I mean, I've been moderator for Amelia Earhart Festival in Atchison for a number of years, so I had to do a little bit of what you'll be doing, with, you know, going over some of the questions with them. But you learn so much about these people in the process. You kind of become a reporter almost.
You really
ask a lot of questions. So
and the beauty of hearing each other's stories, and we all have diverse perspectives, and the beauty of this conversation, there's no right and wrong answers on this, but the ability to be able to hear the voices, come together, develop a better understanding of what we can do to become an inclusive community. I think that's what's exciting.
And you do encourage audience participation,
it sounds
like.
We do encourage audience participation. They will have a chance to voice their concerns. But, you know, talking about race many times is a very sensitive issue, and we want to set the tone that everyone can feel comfortable and that we want to just hear the voices, but more importantly, share our common ground and what we can do in this community.
And again, as I said, Juanita, I think the timing is perfect because people are nervous, I think, about talking about this subject anymore with all the feelings that are out there right now.
That's right. I agree with the current social political climate. People are fearful. People are afraid of religious persecution, mistrust, not understanding people, not listening. And so it's a perfect time to say, how can we come together in the Manhattan community?
Well, as you mentioned, too, there's a variety of people that are involved in this. And I know the First Congregational Church has been very actively involved in a lot of different things, but we don't want to forget Bethel. And again, as you mentioned, Juanita, you're a part of that group. And there's a lot of important people that have come together to make this work, it sounds like, Jennifer.
I think so. I'm really excited about it.
And then we have to give a shout out to the Martin Luther King Memorial Committee, who's been very supportive. And we approached them, and of course, they were very excited to join us. So it's really community partnerships and joining hands together.
Can you just share, and I know this may evolve as you as you talk more with some of the panelists and you really get to know them a bit better, but can you give us a clue, maybe some of the questions that will be addressed during this? And I know such as problems that they see and that kind of thing.
I think one of the things we want to get a feel from them, what do they see as the problems? I think each person has some understanding of what they feel, but we collectively, what are some of the issues and perspectives? And our first dialogue is a faith-based dialogue where we're pulling communities of faith together. Can we come together as a community, and what do communities of faith, what can they do? Are we a helping or hindering force in this whole process? And then we're interested in just suggestions about what we can do to promote race reconciliation. And so it's asking questions, understanding, listening, but hopefully ending about some strategies and future activities we can do.
And, of course, problems can vary right here in Manhattan, Kansas, to a Ferguson, Missouri, whatever the case may be.
Right.
It can really vary from place to place.
That's right. That's right. And we recognize that, and we recognize that we're a part of the wider society, but we want to be proactive in this community. We want to make sure that we come together as an inclusive community so that we can dialogue and prevent hopefully future incidents from occurring in our community.
Now, Jennifer, I'd be curious, and I really like the sound of this initiatives idea and really coming up with concrete ideas of where to go from here. I'm just kind of taking a guess here, but will this group continue to be involved in some of these things? I mean, especially if you come up with some ideas of directions to go.
Well, we hope that we can come up with definite actions and that people will want to be involved. You know, we have talked about future conversations involving different representatives from the community, perhaps a community-wide panel, not just faith institutions, but maybe the police department or the Black Student Union representative. Ushireddy, our own mayor, who is from India, and you know, people like that. So that we're looking kind of into the future for things like that, and maybe even how to get involved in some things for children to help them understand the differences and how we need to support each other. That might be a very important part of this. This is just a baby step.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact too, Juanita, that all these different religions are involved too.
Yes.
This is more than just race related. I mean, you're talking across the scope of different religions.
We're talking across the scope. We recognize the intersectionality, that you cannot separate race from religion, from gender, and all the other issues. And so pulling the diverse religious groups in, we think, would be very exciting. And we have a tendency just to focus in, I know I do, in my own little faith community and not reaching out and understanding others. And so I'm excited to learn and to grow, too, in this process.
Well, now, who would you two ladies encourage to attend this? It just sounds like anybody could
anyone
be. You even mentioned young people.
Yeah, anyone who is interested in this topic, anyone who is uncomfortable with it,
yes,
could come and just listen and maybe gain some insight as to how they might approach the topic. Of course, people of faith, but anyone. This is not just for people of faith. It's for the whole community.
Yes.
The faith-based groups, this is just one approach to it. And so come one, come all.
Yes.
Everyone is welcome.
Well, before we wrap up today, maybe just some of the highlights. And in case someone's tuning in a little bit late, do we maybe need to go through the panelists again and kind of let people know what to expect that way? Each and every one of these are superb. I think I know most of them.
Yeah.
But what a group of panelists. What a great group.
And in no special order, believe me, they are all esteemed.
Yes.
The Reverend Kayla Simmons Wood, who is pastor of First Congregational UCC. The Reverend Valencia Jackson, pastor of Bethel AME Church, Ms. Eileen Meyer, who is president of the Manhattan Jewish Congregation, Haydori Akbar Ahmed, who is a representative from the Islamic Center of Manhattan, and Father Carlos Ruiz Santos, who is the parochial vicar at Seven Dollars Catholic Church.
Well, as I said, Juanita, it's going to be fun to get to know each of these,
yes,
panelists a little bit better, too. And I'm guessing they'll each get to address the answers to specific questions at the beginning, as
That's
we had
right.
said.
They'll have a chance to respond to each question. We're excited to get to know them, and I'm excited for them to get to know one another and to come together.
Yes. And we talked about the fact that this hopefully will go on to bring other things,
yes,
also. And you might mention, too, you're quite an interesting committee. I mean, you're made up of a lot of different groups here, looking at the different mm-hmm. folks that are on your committee. And you mentioned Juanita. I think you said she was the chair then.
Yes.
And Jennifer, you're also a part of that, too. Linda Morse, I notice, is listed,
yes,
there.
Yes, our city commissioner. And Linda is also part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Committee.
This is a group that evolved. This was a group, or it wasn't planned. We weren't trying to go this direction, but we just kind of evolved. Mm-hmm. And I met Jennifer as a part of our church partnerships, and we just began to have kindred spirits and began to look at what we needed to do and how we could continue to work together. Mm-hmm. Because what we found is that we just live in our own little communities, and that's it. And so I remember my first initial meeting with Jennifer, and she said, "You know, I have very few Black friends." And I'm like, yeah.
Now I have some.
And so we developed that kind of friendship and partnership. But once you develop that, you realize you can work together.
Right.
For a broader cause and issues.
And, you know, unfortunately, I think sometimes we think Manhattan, everything's hunky-dory.
Yes.
But we could use a little shaken up from time to time, probably.
Yes. And when we've talked with people informally, we hear some of their concerns and some of their issues and challenges.
I had a conversation with a member of the Islamic Center. Several of them came to our church a week ago as guests. And after we were talking, and one of them said to me, "You know, I have never really gotten outside mm-hmm. of the Islamic culture. I've never reached out."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, I, you know, as a Christian, I can say we don't either. But the time has come that we have to reach out and get to know each other and support each other."
Well, again, March 30th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Manhattan Public Library. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies. It sounds like a tremendous event.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Jennifer Edwards and Dr. Juanita McGowan with us today. Appreciate both of you stopping by. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Congratulations on your effort. That's terrific. Moving up on 10 a.m., by the way, tomorrow morning on KMAN's In Focus, Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson to visit with Brady Bowman about activities regarding the Riley County Commission. Clark Howard, Rush, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon. It's Wildcat Insider Day.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC. KMAN, Manhattan.
So much for that taste of spring on the East Coast.
I thought we were looking at...